Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions today. So this one's a big one. I have a question for a friend. It's always great when you're asking for a friend who is going through menopause. She is quite pale with ashy blonde hair and is finding that her hot flushes are leaving her really red in the face. Because her skin is so pale, she finds this very embarrassing because it's really visual. I'm wondering if you can help by advising what colours she should wear by her face and the colours to wear when going through menopause. So what she is experiencing is that she is flushing and becoming coloured in her face. So what that's doing is adding more colour to her colour contrast. So what she should be doing is thinking about wearing more colourful items. So avoid neutrals anywhere near her face. And instead wear colours in her tops, in scarves. So if she's going to wear a neutral top, wear a scarf, a colourful scarf, wear a colourful jacket, all those sorts of things, wear colourful jewellery. Add more colour, and what that will do will be to balance out and harmonise with the red of her face when she flushes. So that is as simple as it gets. It's really not too tricky. So of course, if depends on her colouring, whether she's warm or cool, about which colours in particular, but really maybe avoid the reds, but go for blues, greens, you know, any other colour, or purples that suits her colouring, because that will also just make her appear less red in the face. So that is the simplest tip I can give you. But really, it makes a big difference, because when we're wearing neutrals, we look redder when we flush versus when we are wearing colours, it becomes much less obvious. Okay. Next question comes from Jen, who says, I have zero fashion sense. So recently went to an image consultant, discovered my ideal colours and what works for my body shape. And I know that I prefer more classic and traditional clothing styles, yet I am finding it very hard to shop to build a new casual wardrobe. Please help. This is not uncommon. Shopping can be a nightmare because what they're putting in shops is not necessarily what you actually want to buy. And this is because you know, they're not making the clothes for you. They haven't gone, hey, Jen, what clothes would you like in the shops? And we'll just go out and manufacture them for you. What colours would you like? What styles would you like? What just really suits you? Did anybody call you up and ask that? I don't think so, because they've never rung me either. So you have to understand that fashion works in fashion trends and fashion cycles and all that sort of stuff. And that what is the current trend may not suit you, your colouring or your style. And so therefore it can be really hard to shop. But what is great, what I am hearing is what you've written to me, is that you've become much more discerning. And that means you are no longer wasting money on the wrong clothes, which is a brilliant place to be in. That becoming more discerning, so knowing what colours, styles, shapes, you know, colour contrast, value contrast, you know, any element of design that suits you, harmonises with you, all those sorts of things, that big picture of style that I go into so much on the blog, make you more discerning. So what happens is often people say, I'm finding it harder to shop now. And this is because you are no longer settling for the any it'll do, or okay, well, I have to bring something home. Now that hunter-gatherer in us, that's the beast that is inside that says, when I go out, it's the caveman that's still saying, when I go out, I have to bring home something. I have to bring home the kill. And the kill is usually something we buy. When that in us, it's a very, very strong drive. So resisting that and knowing that you're just not going to bring anything home for the sake of it can make you feel like you've failed. I want you to reframe that and go, you know, I've won. I've actually become empowered. I'm no longer spending my money on clothes that don't work for me, that are going to sit in my wardrobe making me unhappy or really be unworn. And I'm going to save that money for when I do find the right thing. Now, some of the things I would do to help you have a better shopping experience would be do things like go online first. Start doing searches in all your local stores for what you're after. So put things that, you know, what am I actually looking for? You know, start doing searches. See which stores are holding what you want to buy to put in your wardrobe. And then make a list of those before you head out to the stores. So that is number one thing, is actually like make a plan, make a list, and then go and make sure that those items meet your criteria. Because you can't feel or touch or know the fit, all those sorts of things when it's online. You really need to go and see them, or you need to have them sent to you and make a decision and be happy to send what does not work back. So that would be number one. Number two, if you're just not finding anything that you like, and this can be very common, say your colours are more in relaxed styles, but you have a more classic bent. It can be very hard to find a blazer or a jacket in a warm, soft, spicy sort of colour sometimes. But this is where you could go online. And I find often doing online searches in some of things like ShopStyle or ASOS or some of those really big kind of online places, even Amazon, all these things, places. See, you know, and I use Shoplook these days, and, you know, go on to department store websites, all those sorts of things. Go as broad as you can and start searching, because it could just be that right at the moment what you're after just doesn't exist. But, you know, fashion moves fast, and honestly, within between 3 weeks and 3 months, there'll be a completely new set of stuff out there for you to consider. So just because it doesn't exist right now doesn't mean it's not going to exist into the future, and that's something to remember. And also, like, there's so much stuff on the internet, it can be worthwhile sometimes searching in smaller, more unique boutiques, all those sorts of things as well, to find those pieces that you are after. So the thing with shopping that you have to remember is that they're not making it for you. And so you have to be aware that the best wardrobes are always built over time, and that you won't ever find everything that you're after in one shopping trip. That this is going to take a bit of time, and, you know, and over time though, that if you keep sticking to it and if you look regularly, every now and again, something that you're after will pop up, and that's when you grab it. I always go, like, get the things when they're out there. Don't assume, particularly with colors. Colors don't last forever in the marketplace. So if there's a color that you love and that works really well for you, and you can find garments that you love in those colors, buy them now, because by next season that color will probably have disappeared or be replaced by the new season's color, and you won't be able to buy it anymore. What can happen often is we can think, oh, that color's everywhere, I don't have to worry about it. But in fact, it'll disappear in time. Every color comes and goes over time, and that's where buying those things as you see them is the best way to go. Hopefully that helps you. I mean, really, the more you know about yourself, the better and more discerning a shopper. So that is what you are becoming. You're becoming discerning, and that is a fabulous thing to become. And you're also empowered, and that is also wonderful. And I think I want you to reframe your whole experience with those very positive words in mind, so that you go into it with a much better frame of mind as well. Okay, next question. Comes from Lindy, who says, I have light hair and skin with medium blue-green eyes. Should I consider myself medium value contrast or low value contrast? And just pops off medium value contrast. So if we look at, this is like a little value scale. If we said we have, what do we have? We've got light hair and skin. So maybe hair and skin are somewhere in this kind of area here, say around a 9. And then we've got medium blue-green eyes. So we could see, say here, around a 6. A 9 to a 6 is only, it's 4 steps. So that's kind of medium low. It's in between medium and low. What that means is you can play with it a little bit, that you are not stuck just doing really low or medium. So with overall light colouring and darker eyes, you can absolutely wear more light with pops of medium to bring out your eyes, or you can wear a light colour with a medium colour quite happily, and very easily with that colouring. It's really up to you. But depends what you do too. I always think with colour, we've got to remember that colours are communicating. How you want to communicate is really important. If you're in a professional environment, going to a slightly darker color, so a medium color rather than being all light, can help you be seen as more of an expert, more professional, because we associate darker colours with the workplace and professionalism. But if you are being social, then you're overall light. If you have just a casual lifestyle, overall light really doesn't matter. But this is where it's up to you. You can do both. You're not stuck just doing one. It is something that you can play both ways. One of the things I always recommend, Lindy, is to try different options, get different value contrasts, and, you know, create outfits. Even use the same base outfit, try different toppers, try different jewelry, try lighter, medium, and darker, see how it looks, and then take all the photos, put them next to each other, and see which is really the best, or which ones you like the best, because this is a really great way to see in a more objective way what you like and what really works for you. I mean, outfit photos are such an incredibly valuable tool to see shapes, to see colours, to see contrast, to see scale, every element of design. You will find that taking an outfit photo, it's going to give you information that you might otherwise miss in the mirror. Always recommend, if you can, take the photos in decent lighting, because this also makes a difference. If you're in your wardrobe and it's quite dark, or if you've got very warm lighting, which most indoor lighting is really quite warm, the colours will look quite different and you could look quite different as well. So that's also something to consider. So if you can take the photos with some decent lighting, you know, just near a nice window like I have here that shines beautiful, fresh, clean daylight onto me. You know, even you can just pop your phone or something, if you're taking your phone, on the window frame, you know, step back, you know, set the timer, set it off. Very easy way of taking an outfit photo without having to have somebody else to do it for you, what they call the Instagram husband. I've never had one of those. Every time I've asked my husband when we've been on holiday to take a photo of me, he's either cuts me off at the ankle and gives a lot of sky, or like, just, you know, he's got no idea. I love him, but he can't take an outfit photo. I'm much better at taking my own because I know how to frame myself in camera. So please do keep sending me your questions, imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com. And of course, if you want to know, if you want to get that information so you can be an empowered and discerning shopper, come and join my 7 Steps of Style program. It gives you all the information you need to become that empowered and discerning shopper, so you stop wasting the $900+ a year the average woman wastes on clothes she never wears. That doesn't even include the clothes that she wears once or twice, which is probably another $900 or more a year very easily. So come join the program and I will give you all that information so you too can become an empowered and discerning shopper and really develop and hone your own personal style. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.